This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The operator of much of California's electrical grid has put out a warning over the last few days, asking people to conserve energy as temperatures soar and a wildfire in Oregon threatens power lines. Public utilities were hoping new battery systems could help store extra power in times like these and prevent some of the rolling blackouts seen in 2020, but that is not happening as quickly as hoped. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more on why.
The new public utility batteries, mostly lithium-ion, would only store a fraction of available power. But on really hot, high-demand days, the difference between meeting those needs or falling short could mean blackouts.
So we're very nervous. We'll see when the heat comes and whether some of those resources are online or not.
That's Brad Hevner with the California Solar and Storage Association. He says energy operators are trying to make sure the batteries don't overload the grid. UC Berkeley business professor Severin Borenstein says safety is worth the time.
You put a whole bunch of small lithium batteries in a really tight space. And as has been well advertised, lithium-ion batteries can be a little unstable if they don't stay cool and if they aren't treated right and so forth.
Also, Borenstein adds, sourcing is a big problem. Utilities have started competing more with electric vehicles and household grids for the same materials. That's something to consider for other states that are watching to see if this system is worth trying. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.